Iran's hardline government could pose a threat to a Christian satellite ministry. A Yemeni is executed for killing missionaries, and a Christian school group launches an effort to give a Bible to all of their students in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iran, where newly dominant Islamic hardliners are purging the government of what they're calling corrupt influences. Earlier this month, the government fired 40 ambassadors and senior diplomats. They also got rid of those who promoted ties to Europe. As this continues, there's a question of how this could affect Christians. Sat7's Terry Ascott.
What is worrying, perhaps, is the new hardline government is repositioning its supporters, its hardliners, into positions of influence in government. And this is very ominous in terms of the future. We could see a much worse situation for the church, especially, as I say, the apostate or underground convert church.
Ascott explains their ministry inside Iran could change.
As things become more difficult, it's more embarrassing, if you like, for church leaders to be involved with a satellite television system. So yes, it is potentially much more difficult for us in the days ahead to produce indigenous materials in-country.
Next, a Muslim militant was executed for his part of the 2002 murders of three Southern Baptist International Mission Board medical workers in Yemen. The Baptist press reports that Ali El-Jarallah plotted the attack, while Abed Abdul Razak Kamel actually carried out the attack. Kamel walked into the Jibla Baptist Hospital on December 30th and shot and killed William Cohen, Martha Myers, and Kathleen Garrity. Yemeni officials believe the two were tied to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. You're listening to Mission Network News. 90% of the children in a school that partners with Worldwide Christian Schools don't have access to a Bible. Worldwide's Dale Dielman says for many parents, getting a Bible is nearly impossible. The average cost for a Bible is around 13% of the average monthly income. Dielman says the problem is compounded further
because unemployment is 70% and higher in most of the countries we're talking about here in Africa. With zero money income, to have a Bible is just prohibitive, and to have a pew Bible in churches is not a common sight.
Dielman says they're in partnership with the Bible League to raise funds to put one Bible in the hands of every student of the Worldwide Christian School partner in Africa.
This is the Christian school's first textbook. If we can't have Bibles in the classrooms and Bibles in the hands of the children, how much, quote, Christian education can we really do?
Meanwhile, more than 1,000 Compassion International-assisted children in East Africa are HIV positive. In response, 250 East African children are now receiving life-sustaining AIDS therapy thanks to Compassion. The program allows Compassion to develop a relationship with people in these communities, which ultimately provides opportunities to share the gospel. And finally, for 100 years, God has blessed the Baptist World Alliance in ministries around the world, but they're entering a new stage of reflecting on their history and evaluating their future. BWA's General Secretary Denton Lott says it's about being most effective for the kingdom.
Baptists have always been a missionary and evangelistic people, and we've always been involved in aid and religious freedom, but now we want to do it with more intentionality. We do something we've always done for 100 years, or do we see what is the prophetic ministry that we have today?
They're discovering a paradigm shift. Lots is excited to see that large numbers of Christians from Latin America, Africa, and Asia are becoming strong leaders in missions.
And they're zealous for evangelism and mission, and so I think they're going to re-evangelize old Europe and North America and let us see the passion and compassion of Christ in all of our lives. So, yeah, it's exciting to see what God's doing around the world and that he's working in wonderful ways through the movement of his Spirit.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible is making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.